Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
All right, welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name is Lloyd Ross, and this episode is titled, What I Learned from Tai Lopez. This is really interesting. The motivators that he spoke about at an event we did with him in Sydney recently, about a month ago. We hosted an event, co-hosted an event with Tai Lopez. He came into Australia, my buddy Morgan and I, and it was a great successful event down at the Intercon in Sydney. Wonderful event, high value. Everyone really enjoyed it. I don't know if you were there. But crazy great value. And so one of the cool things about that was, you know, just even listening to Tai talk on the day, was he spoke about this. So I want to impart this to you. I did a YouTube clip on this, but I want to talk to you about it on the show because it was very powerful. And so he spoke about these four motivators, and I thought it was so impactful the way he figured it out on someone in the audience. And so I wanted to share with you the questions he asked this particular young lady from the stage that really deciphered what her main motivators were. Now, if you understand what motivates yourself, you are a more effective human being when it comes to building wealth, okay? And if you understand what motivates others, it's much the same thing if you're leading a team and developing people, which you'll have to do if you want to build massive wealth. So I thought I'd share it with you. So here's what happened. So Tai's on stage talking about all these wonderful things, and he spoke about these four motivators, okay? And so they're four M's basically. Okay. So let me explain what he asked. So the lady's at the front and he says, well, I can tell after asking a few questions, what motivates you the most? And she said, okay, well, I'm open to listening. So he said, okay, well, first thing is this, I will give you, so this particular question was deciding whether she was motivated by mating, which is relationships. Okay. Mating. That's what it's called. The first M is mating, or money. Okay. And so he asked this question. He said, okay, first question, you could have $1 billion, okay, $1 billion, but for the next 15 years, you are not allowed to have a relationship with anyone. No mating, okay? And she said, not even friendship? He said, none. And she went, okay. So she thought about it for a minute and she said, well, I think I will take the money. So he said, okay, cool. So he said straight away, you're not motivated by mating or relationships, you're motivated by money, okay? And so then she started to defend herself, you know, like it was a bad thing. He says, it's not right or wrong. It's just, that's what you're motivated by. So it's fine, right? So obviously what the money represents to her, which is what we're getting to. So she went, money, I'll take the billion, okay? Then he said, okay, now my next question is, you could have the billion, but you're not allowed to leave your like radius of your street for like 10 years, but you can have the $1 billion. And she's like, oh my God. So he was trying to decipher whether she was more motivated by money or what the third motivator M is, which is movement, okay? The freedom to travel around, movement. And so she said, you know what? I want movement. I'm just motivated to move. I'm going to leave the money and I'll take the movement. So straight away he thought, okay, well, you prefer movement to both money and mating. So he said straight away, I can tell you're motivated by that. Movement, travel, right? Freedom. And so then he said, I got one last question. The fourth M of motivator is through mastery. So if you're motivated through mastery, and a large portion of what I do is really through movement and mastery. They're my two big motivators. People might think it might be money because I speak about money all the time. And certainly I would think maybe it's even all motivated by mating or relationships because, you know, I want to be masterful to make money, to have the movement and freedom for my relationships. Isn't that deep? Anyway, who knows what it really is, but I really value movement. And by that, I mean, I've let go of wages, high paying jobs in the past because I couldn't move. I wanted the flexibility and freedom. And I also wanted the flexibility and freedom to work on what I wanted to work on, which is mastery. So it's very tricky to determine whether I'm motivated by movement or by mastery itself. And I think more so maybe movement, but I think it's a toss up. Okay. But I think it's a really interesting question to ask yourself. And then finally, he said, well, we know that you're motivated by movement more than the others. So he said, well, what if you had to be in a house You weren't allowed to move, but you could become the master at your particular craft, you know. And I think about people of the past during the Renaissance phase, like Michelangelo and Leonardo and these characters. I don't think they moved around a lot. I don't think they made a tremendous amount of money. I think Michelangelo did when he started selling a lot of his art, but I think he was so motivated by mastery, you know, because he didn't have any relationships that I know of. He didn't move around a lot. He was on his back a lot of the time painting the Sistine Chapel, and he probably didn't necessarily be motivated by money, although that was important to him to live. But look at the masterfulness of that artist. And I think that's a great example of someone who's completely motivated by mastery. And you can see this in various things. I mean, you know, I think Elon Musk could be someone who's motivated by mastery. The money is a measuring stick for that. But the truth is, he cares more about the mission. So perhaps he's someone who could be motivated by absolute mastery, right? And he's thrown caution to the wind with his money time and time again. He could have gone broke, but he was looking for that masterfulness. And that's a great example. Very difficult to determine whether Warren Buffett's motivated by money or mastery, but I think it would have to be mastery. He just happened to be get good at a game that made him very rich because he doesn't live a lavish lifestyle. And so there you go. And I think those types of characters, you think, why are you like traveling the world more and doing this and freedom? And because they're not motivated by that. They're motivated by mastery. You know, and then you do see people like the Wall Street bankers who are completely motivated by money. They don't have any freedom of movement. They can become masterful in different areas, of course, but really a lot of them are motivated by money, and that's why they get into the industry. And that is the same for many other things too. And then you see some people motivated completely by relationships. And this is, you know, people like Jay Shetty perhaps might be someone like that. So there's no right or wrong. It's just these questions were so powerful because he asked her basically three questions from the stage, tied in. And straight away, she said, well, I don't want to do the mastery thing. I want the movement. So she found out from Ty that with three questions, he's like, you're motivated primarily by movement. So if you can latch on that motivator to your business, so your outcomes are driven by that particular motivator, you will be internally motivated forever. You won't have to worry about, will I have the motivational energy to do this work and build this business? Or, you know, if you know someone who's kind of like, you know, you understand your people's motivations, you can incentivize them accordingly. So if we had particular people in our team motivated by money, I would give money as the bonus for how they perform for the month. If they're motivated by movement, which like right now what we're doing with one of our teams is we're putting on a campaign to give them, to pay for accommodation, hang out with us and go for dinner and stuff with that particular business enterprise. And so that's a bit of movement, but also maybe some mate relationships and then maybe some mastery in there for them too. But you can't always just give people money because it doesn't motivate everybody. You got to figure out with those three questions, deploy those three questions on someone and you'll be able to find out in three questions what they're motivated by, and that will help you become a better and more effective manager. And at the same time, it'll help you understand what's going to truly innately and inside of you motivate you from within. You know, internal motivation, not externals. You know, I think that'll be very powerful for you to on your wealth building journey. So that's what I learned from hanging out with Ty. It was a wonderfully powerful piece. Some other cool things that he bestowed upon us, and now we're in a mastermind with him, which is cool. So and we get to ask him one question a month in this mastermind. So I'm going to ask you, and if you listen to this episode all the way to this, which I hope you do, I'll ask you this question. If you could ask Ty Lopez one question a month for this particular month, what question would you ask him? Send it to me on Instagram, DM me at Lloyd James Ross, hit me up in the Instagram, the DMs and say, hey, I'd ask Ty this, and I'll go back and I'll ask him a specific question this month, perhaps from your list, but it's a very interesting thing. So yeah, love to know what you think and hope you've enjoyed the episode. And I look forward to talking with you on the next episode of Money Grows on Trees podcast.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.